Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Lewis Fine, and as always, we have a great show for you today with Kevin Guz from Homevestors Dallas. He's going to be talking to us about the elements that constitute active real estate investment. In our previous program, we talked about the differences in general between active and passive real estate investors. And today, Kevin is going to provide us with an in-depth discussion of the active real estate investor, a phenomenon unto itself, one that Kevin is very familiar with. And with that having been said, let me bring Kevin on the program. Kevin, welcome.
Hi, Lewis. Oh, thank you very much.
So let's, as we say, dive right into this and tell us about the active real estate investor.
Sure. You know, and as you mentioned earlier, you know, last time we talked, we talked about the passive investor. And just as a refresher, you know, the passive investor, that's the real estate investor, whether you're a Homevestor franchisee or just an investor out on your own, and whether you're full-time or part-time or just starting out, that passive investor, any one of those types of investors, that's the person who buys and holds or keeps properties as investments, as rentals. And remember, that investor, they have a long-term focus. They're in it for the long haul. They're not focused on short-term gain, but rather they're focused on long-term gain, and that is in the form of monthly cash flow. The difference between the monthly rent that they earn minus the expenses that they incur. In addition to a long-term focus and a cash flow focus, you remember that as passive investors, they're also people who probably have a minimal amount of time that they can allocate to their real estate investing. And this is very common among your part-time investor or your weekend investor. These are individuals who have full-time commitments of some sort elsewhere, most logically a full-time job or a full-time career, but they're focusing on part-time real estate investing or weekend real estate investing in order to build some long-term wealth. They don't have a lot of time, but they're interested in investing. The buy and hold or the passive investor is a perfect approach to real estate investor because of the minimal time commitment. And then you remember the last key characteristic was that the passive investor, the downside is it does not only require, it requires a minimal time commitment, but for lack of a better word, it requires a maximum capital commitment in the form that you're going to tie up some money in these rental homes because you're going to put probably 20% down on the majority of the rental properties you buy. And that money is not coming back out of those homes as in a fix and flip, which we'll talk about in a minute. That money will remain in that property until you sell the house, or perhaps you refinance the property and you can pull that capital back out. But nonetheless, a little more long-term capital commitment on the passive investor or the buy and hold investor. So with that being said, let's talk today about the active investor. Okay, you're considering real estate investing as a new investor, as a part-time investor, what does it mean if I want to sign up and be an active investor, so to speak? Well, here's what might appeal to you and what might point you to more of this quote-unquote active investor. And there's really two types of an active investor. There's the fix-and-flip investor, otherwise known as the rehabber, buying the property, fixing it, rehabbing it, and then selling it. Or there's just the pure flip investor who is also known as a wholesaler. And these people necessarily fix it. They simply buy the property or get it under contract and then wholesale it as is to another investor or perhaps even an owner-occupant. But today, in the context of the active investor discussion, let's focus on fix and flip. These people, or these investors, they have more of a short-term focus, unlike the passive investor who is long-term focused. The active investor has a short-term focus. Literally, they're thinking in terms of months. I want to make an investment, and the life cycle of that investment could literally be months, as in 1 month, or perhaps even as little as several weeks if you're the wholesaler. But for your traditional fix and flip investor, you're going to think of that investment in terms of months, the time to purchase it, rehab it, market, and resell it. That buy and hold investor we talked about in the past, you know, they're thinking in terms of years, long-term rentals, buying them and holding them for years and just enjoying the cash flow. The short-term investor, they're going to buy and hold for months and then pull that cash back out when they sell it and move on to the next project. And that leads us to our second characteristic of that active investor, passive investor, where cash flow is key. With the active investor, I'll call it cash out is key. Their focus as an active investor, or your focus as an active investor, is that you are really heavily focused and your energies and efforts are all pointing towards how quickly you can get your money back out of that investment, back out of that fix and flip project. You want to buy it, you want to fix it, you want to sell it, and pull all of your money back out so that probably either you can move on to your next real estate investment, or maybe there's something in your life that you want to use those profits to purchase, and whether it's a boat or a house or some money for a college education or whatever it might be. But nonetheless, the common characteristic there of that active investor is they're watching the clock and the calendar closely, and their plan is to get that money back out of that project when they sell that house and move on to wherever it is they want to move on. It's not a long-term cash flow play like with the passive investor. It's a short-term cash out play. The third characteristic, if you're wondering what you are, active or passive, or what appeals to you, your lifestyle, or matches up best with your objective, the third characteristic of an active investor that you want to consider is the time commitment. You'll remember that passive investor, they had a minimal time commitment with their buy and hold approach to real estate investment, with their rental properties. It could literally require very limited amounts of time, especially if they hire a realtor to find the properties, buy the property, and then hire a property management company. The time commitment's very limited, very minimal for a passive investor. However, an active investor, that's not the case. Your time commitment as an active investor or as a fix and flip investor, it's much more significant. You know, you think about it, once you purchase that property, you've got to rehab it or repair it so that you can introduce that property and sell it on the retail market ultimately. Well, while you're repairing it or rehabbing it, you've got contractors who are coming in and out, and you know, you're going to have contractors bid on the work. And then you're going to have to manage those contractors and watch over them. And they're going to require compensation throughout the life of the project. And you're going to want to check in with them and check in on the house periodically. And before paying them, you know, along the way, or paying them in full at the completion of the work, you know, picture yourself making multiple trips and many times unplanned trips over to that house. And that takes a lot of time. If you have a full-time commitment elsewhere to another career or job, it may be difficult for you to break away at 2 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon to run over to the house and check how that interior paint color is drying before they complete the rest of the house, or to run over to the house to pay that contractor at the end of week one because they need to pay their crews for that week's work. So don't underestimate the time that it takes to do a fix and flip type real estate investment. There's also the marketing of that project, that house or that project. Once you're done managing that rehab and managing those contractors and making the decisions along the way and being there with them and paying them on a timely basis and monitoring and sequencing all of that work and getting bids, et cetera, once all of that work is done, very active and involved work, it's time to market the property. And that's more time. And it may not be your direct time. You know, you're probably going to hire a realtor to do this for you. That's what they do. That's what they do well. But though you're not actively involved in the marketing of it, it's going to take time, and that's what we're talking about in this context, is the time commitment. You know, it could take, depending on your market, maybe it takes a week to sell a house in some of the hotter markets in the U.S., which definitely exist today, much like we're seeing here in the Dallas market right now. But you don't want to bet on that. You want to be prepared to hold that property and take some time. And you may have to invest some more money. You know, there's property taxes that incur. There's insurance that incur. Depending on the time of the year, there may be snow removal. There may be lawn maintenance. There's utilities. So that takes time and it takes money to market that property and then ultimately close it and sell it. And just because you get the contract and you accept the offer, the closing is another process, which is going to take time. There's title work. There's negotiations between you and the buyer on repairs, inspections, appraisals. There's a lot that goes into that sale once you accept an offer. So once again, be prepared for the time commitment that it will require of you as an active investor or as a fix and flip or rehabber. It's going to take some time. And if you're a part-time or week individual or a part-time or weekend investor, keep that in mind as you embark on your first fix and flip investment as an active investor. The other thing to keep in mind, and the final point of this active investor, like we talked with the passive investor, don't forget to consider the capital commitment. The good news with the active investor or the fix and flip investor, though, is the capital commitment is a little less significant typically. Because it's a shorter term project, there's a very good chance you're going to be able to get a loan to do that project, tie up your money for a much lesser amount of time, and ultimately get that money back out. Unlike that passive investor who's buying and holding properties and committing capital to that property for long term while they enjoy the cash flow, the active investor, the fix and flip investor, their capital commitment could be low because you may be able to get a hard money lender to loan you a significant amount of money to purchase that project, that house, and rehab it. And not only the capital amount may be low, but the time commitment on that capital investment may be low because you're buying the house, you're fixing the house, and you're selling the house. You're dealing in months, not years. So there's the good news on that active side. Then you can see the difference in the capital commitment between the passive and an active investor when you look at it that way. So, you know, the good news is you've got options. As a weekend or part-time investor, think about your objective. Think about your capabilities in terms of capital, in terms of time, in terms of just purely the share of mind that you can afford to allocate to your investment strategy, and then think about which of these strategies work best for you. Am I a passive investor, buy and hold, or am I an active investor, i.e. fix and flip? We'll talk more about the active investor who's a wholesaler next time, and at that point you'll be able to see the complete picture. The key point, though, is as we talk about these different strategies, you want to always begin with the end in mind as an investor. And the end will then help you identify, okay, if my end objective is this, that means that I am probably a passive investor and I want to go with a buy and hold approach. Or if your end objective is something else, that may indicate you're an active investor and want to go with the fix and flip approach. Good news is, it's up to you. You have the choice. We'll talk more about the wholesale investment strategy next time we get together as we finish up the topic of an active investor.
All very good points, Kevin, as always, and key points because they offer distinctions about the active investor, they clarify the definition of the active investor, and they give the active investor listening to this program a better appreciation of what he or she may pursue. All of these things taken together matter. All of these things as a whole define the active investor. And, of course, I thank you for your time, Kevin. As always, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Lewis.